Welcome to Cricket World Radio, a very sort of special podcast today with me, John Pennington, and Rob Johnston. We're going to look back on the New Zealand-England series. Hello, Rob.
Hi, John.
Making your Cricket World Radio debut today. How are you feeling?
I am. I'm excited to get on with it.
Good stuff. Well, getting on with it was exactly what England and New Zealand did. A really interesting series, played in the right spirit. So just give us your sort of overview of the last sort of 6 weeks or so they've been here.
Yeah, I think it was very interesting how people are talking about the series at the moment compared to at the beginning of the series before the test matches, because I think if you remember there had been the whole Kevin Peterson thing where Strauss has said that he wasn't going to pick, or Peterson wouldn't be available. They just lost the West Indies. Peter Moores had been sacked. So there's a lot of negativity about. And I think if you turn the clock forward to now, there's a whole air of positivity about English cricket, which is good. They played well at Lords in the first Test match. The One Day series has been a bit of a revelation, as was the 2020 the other night. So I think in 6 weeks we've seen a massive turnaround. And suddenly, I think before that series, the Ashes might have looked a bit daunting. I think it still looks daunting, but it's probably England have got a bit more of a chance now, I think.
Yeah, we might come on to the Ashes a little bit later. I mean, that Test series really was two sides going toe-to-toe, wasn't it? That innings by Ben Stokes at Lords, the way he sort of turned things on, it said really set the tone, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I mean, Stokes in both innings of that game actually took the game by the scruff of the neck, really, and it just showed exactly the talent that England do have in their side. I think one of the things about the side is that it is relatively young, so they are going to be inconsistent. But in that Lord's Test match, they gave a flavour of what they're capable of. Mark Wood came into the game. Into the side that game as well, and did very well on his debut. So the talent is definitely there, as evidenced by that game, and I think they just need to find a bit more consistency now.
Yeah, to go along with that, absolutely. Now, the ODI series, I mean, England were dreadful in the World Cup. You invent any adjective you like, they were absolutely appalling. We knew things had to change, and change for the better, but I don't think anybody expected England to come out and score 400 and then keep on playing that brand of cricket and make it work, did they? It was a real eye-opener, wasn't it?
Yes, I mean, it was. As you say, the turnaround was quite remarkable. I think the first thing they did was pick the right players. They picked a squad full of cricketers who are dynamic, who really only play one way, which is positively. So they had the personnel in place, but I think even then the selectors and the coaches wouldn't have imagined that they'd see the results of this new style of play so quickly. And as you say, some of the run scoring was phenomenal. And to beat a team, New Zealand, in a five-match series, who had just come from getting all the way to the World Cup final, I think that beyond what Owen Morgan would have hoped for, but it was fantastic to see, and that is the real reason that everyone's talking about cricket again, and everyone's so positive about this young England team.
Absolutely, and then they finished off the series by winning the T20 as well, and that was a reasonably comprehensive win, wasn't it?
Yes, I mean it was. I think New Zealand obviously had lost a few players from their bowling attack, which I think made a difference towards the end of the one-day series and in the T20 game. But it was further evidence of the type of cricket and the style of cricket that England are now playing in the one-day format. And as you say, it was quite comprehensive. And to beat a good one-day side like New Zealand comprehensively, is no bad thing at all.
Yeah, that all bodes very well for England. A word or two on New Zealand, because I feel they've captured a few hearts coming over here, the way they've played, really sort of aggressive on the field, but not no sort of sledging or anything like that. Very sort of playing the game in the right way, haven't they?
Absolutely, and I think at the end of the T20 International, the microphones picked up Brendan McCullum saying to Morgan as they shook hands at the end, make sure you come into our changing room for a beer. And I think that was that symptomatic of the way that McCullum leads the New Zealand side, but also the way they had played throughout all three of the series. And I think England followed their lead. England in the past haven't been totally blameless in, you know, in terms of sledging or, you know, verbals towards the opposition. And I think we didn't see any of that from England either, and that was very much following New Zealand's lead. So it was a fantastic 6 weeks of cricket, and, you know, I think New Zealand have left the tour with everyone's respect in this country.
Yeah, I think Brendan McCullum will be a fantastic draw at Edgbaston when he's just starting playing for the Birmingham Bears, isn't he? So that's going to work very well for him, I think.
Yes, I think he's playing tomorrow night. That's his first game. Yep. So the people of Birmingham will be very excited to see him, I'm sure.
I know they've done a big sort of campaign, sort of welcoming him into the city, and we'll see how he goes. Let's just finish off then. You touched upon the Ashes a little bit earlier, Rob. I don't know whether sort of Pat has anything to say, but we almost expect Australia to be not quite as polite, perhaps, as New Zealand. They've made a very good start to the tour today, haven't they, down at Kent? But just give us your thoughts ahead of the Ashes and maybe an early prediction.
Yes, I mean, they have made a very good start today. And I'm sure the cricket will be very different in terms of the way it's played. I'm sure it will be more aggressive. But I think, as I mentioned earlier, I think England will be more confident now than they were at the start of the summer. I still think Australia will start as favourites, and rightly so, considering they won the last series 5-0 and they were in very good form. But I think if England can perhaps pinch one of the first two test matches, then it will be a very close series. And I always think that England, in English conditions, are a lot of a tougher proposition than perhaps people give them credit for. So I still think Australia will win the Ashes, but I predict that it will be quite a close series. And as I said, if England can get a win in one of the first two games, then you never know what happens.
Yeah, I think I'd go along with that, Rob. It may well be a lot closer than certainly 5-0. I can't see Australia winning 5-0 in England. I think if England are going to have any chance of winning the series, it's almost going to have to be a little bit like in 2009 when Australia, you know, they scored more runs, they took more wickets, I think, they scored more centuries. Yeah, England won those key sessions, didn't they? So, for example, if they are going to win or win games, it might come down to, say, a Stuart Broad bowling Australia out almost in the session, or, you know, a wonder partnership from nowhere almost. But I'd agree with you, Australia are the favourites. They are favourites for many very good reasons. But no, I think it could be quite a tight one. So are you going to go for a scoreline prediction? I'm going to put you on the spot now.
I will go for Australia 2-1.
Yeah, I'm going to go the same. I think, that makes a lot of sense to me. There'll be some weather around as well, so good stuff. Well, Rob, thank you for your time today. It's been a pleasure talking to you about New Zealand and obviously looking ahead to the Ashes as well.
Yes, thank you very much for having me.
And, thank you very much for listening to us here on Cricket World Radio.